Janadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Before I can speak, I must be in the proper mood. I must feel myself lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can glorify the Lord without any interruption. Harinama, harinama, harinama ivakivalam kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. In this age called Kali, the age of quarrel, hypocrisy, and confusion, the actual method for self-realization is the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So what I'm going to speak is not a fable. It's not, it's an historical event that took place millions of years ago. So there were two demons, brothers, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, and they terrorized the universe. So Hiranyaksha, he was looking for a fight. He wanted to battle. He could not find anyone competent to fight because he was so powerful. He had received a benediction, and everywhere he went, he couldn't find anyone suitable to combat him. So he was told, yes, you will soon meet your match. And Hiranyaksha was very happy. And of course, he battled Lord Varaha. And Lord Varaha killed him. So when there was the funeral ceremony for Hiranyaksha, his brother Hiranyakashipu, he was the person who was in charge of the funeral. And even though he is a demon, he spoke the philosophy of God consciousness. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. He spoke how we're not the body, how the soul is eternal, there's no reason to lament. And he was speaking the basic tenets of Bhagavad Gita in order to pacify his nephew's mother, sister-in-law, who were all grieving because of the death of Hiranyaksha. But like a true demon, even though he's speaking, he doesn't believe a word he's saying. Sounds very familiar with certain politicians these days. So at that funeral ceremony, after speaking how the soul is eternal, there's no need to lament, he goes and says, I am going to avenge the death of my brother. I am going to search out this Lord Vishnu, and I will slay him. And very fascinating, he says, and when I slay Lord Vishnu, the blood of Lord Vishnu will be my offering to my brother, who was very fond of sucking blood. Yes, he was a man-eater. So Hiranyakashipu searched throughout the whole universe looking for Lord Vishnu, and he wanted to kill him. And Lord Vishnu was thinking, my God, anywhere I go, this guy is going to be chasing me. I got better things to do. Where can I hide where he won't find me? And Lord Vishnu said, yes, I'll enter his heart. He'll never look for me there, because a demon never thinks that God is inside. So, once when Hiranyakashipu inhaled, Lord Vishnu became invisible, entered his natural, and hid inside his heart, where he would never find him. Then Hiranyakashipu had a plan. He figured, searching all over, he couldn't find Vishnu. He said, Vishnu must have died. That's all right. Now I have a master plan. I want to become the most powerful, most important, topmost person in the whole universe. I'm going to do the most severe austerities and penances, because Hiranyakashipu knew that the Creator, Lord Brahma, had performed austerities and had gotten his position. So Hiranyakashipu said, I'm going to do such severe austerities that I will become... Actually, what did he want? He not only did he want to become the most important person in the universe, he wanted to become immortal in his body. So, for many, many years, Hiranyakashipu stood on the tiptoes with his hands outstretched. And after so many years of maintaining that pose, his body became covered by insects and ants, and they had eaten the flesh off his bones. And his whole body became covered by a massive anthill. But Hiranyakashipu was able to, even though all of his skin was eaten by insects and ants, he maintained the life force within his skeleton. And the body was completely covered by the anthill, but because of austerities and penance, fire was emanating from his skull. And this fire created a huge disturbance. Talk about global warming. This created a great disturbance. The demigods, they were very much concerned, and they were feeling this heat. So they went to Lord Brahma and said, this Hiranyakashipu, you must do something, because he's becoming too powerful by his austerities. Do something. So Lord Brahma came on his swan carrier, and he could find out where is Hiranyakashipu because of the fire coming out of the anthill. And Lord Brahma, he has a water pot. And in that water pot is transcendental water. So he sprinkled some drops from his water pot. And as soon as he sprinkled the anthill, Hiranyakashipu came out. But now, not just skeleton, now he has a body. A body that is practically invincible. It could withstand the thunderbolt of Indra, which is considered the number one weapon of the demigods. So now Hiranyakashipu has this rejuvenated body, and he bows down to Lord Brahma, and he says, my Lord, I want to become immortal. And Lord Brahma says, how I can give you something I don't have? I'm not immortal. So then Hiranyakashipu thinks he's very clever. All right, I don't want to die in the day or night. Brahma says, all right. I don't want to die on the land and the sea. Brahma says, all right. I don't want to die by any creature created by you. And all living beings are taking their birth from Lord Brahma. So he thinks, I got that. I don't want to die by any weapon. And so he gave every conceivable, I don't want to die in the daytime or nighttime. So he thought he had an ironclad contract. He thought he had covered everything. Because every benediction, Lord Brahma said yes. So now Hiranyakashipu thinks, I am immortal. He got it. He thinks, by a roundabout way. So now Hiranyakashipu fears no one, and he assumes the throne of the king of heaven, Indra. And he's so powerful, he starts to harangue and harass the demigods, and they become completely miserable because this Hiranyakashipu has taken over the affairs of the universe. And he has told his henchmen, he has told his people, go to earth, and I want you to stop all kinds of sacrifice and religious performances. I want you to torture the Brahmins and the devotees, because Hiranyakashipu knew that this is how you can inflict pain on Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is represented by the cows, by the Brahmanas, by the devotees, by religious principles. So in this way, he intends to inflict punishment. And Hiranyakashipu, his name, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means all he wants, money, gold. Money, money, sweeter than honey. Yes. And Kashipu, all he likes is soft bed to enjoy women. And now he is the topmost person in the universe. Everyone has to kowtow to Hiranyakashipu, except for Brahma and Shiva and Vishnu. And Hiranyakashipu, his eyes, they're always bloodshot. Why? Because he's always drinking wine and liquor. He's always intoxicated, so his eyes are bloodshot. So in this way, he's ruling the universe, enjoying the demigods make themselves invisible, and they petition Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu says, I am very well aware of this Hiranyakashipu. He will go on for some time, but he will make a tragic mistake. His mistake will be when he harasses his own son, who is my pure devotee. At that time, that's the end of his regime. So the demigods now are confident, the Lord will protect us, the Lord will save us. So, as it so happens, Hiranyakashipu had some children, and one of them was named Prahlad. Prahlad is the best example of a devotee. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this story is being narrated by Narada Muni to King Yudhishthira during the Rajasuya sacrifice. And Narada goes into a nice description of the qualities of Prahlad. And if you read those verses, you come to understand what it actually means to be a saintly person. Saintly person is full of all good qualities. So, Hiranyakashipu, because he's a loving father, he sent his son to the best school, school of demons. And he had teachers, and he wanted the teachers to train his son how to become like him, first-class demon. So the boy is being taught. So one day the father calls him, Prahlad! Yes, father. Because the boy is mild, obedient, gentle. So Hiranyakashipu says, Prahlad, sit on my lap. And in Vedic culture, there is a custom that when your son sits on your lap, you smell his head. I did that with my grandson. Beautiful feeling to smell the head of your child. So, Hiranyakashipu's Prahlad, tell me now, what are you learning in that school that I have sent you to? And the young boy calmly, nicely says, my dear father, someone like you, you have taken a vow to enjoy material life. You're doomed. You should go to the forest. You should give up this life of sense gratification and worship Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu can't believe what's coming out of his son's mouth. He chastises the teachers. What are you doing? Why is this boy speaking like this? The teachers say, we're not teaching. I don't know where. Prahlad, why are you saying like this? So Hiranyakashipu says, okay, take the boy. Train him properly. Watch, be careful now. I want him to grow up to be like his old man. I want him to be a first-class demon. So the teachers chastised Prahlad. Prahlad, why are you getting us into trouble? So Prahlad had some words for them also, saying, you're not teachers. You're bogus. You want me to learn materialistic things, which is based on jealousy and envy and enemies and friends. This is nonsense education. So the teachers took Prahlad, and there were other classmates in the school. So after some time, Hiranyakashipu wants a progress report. Prahlad! Yes, father. Come on, sit on my lap. Prahlad, come. Now, Prahlad, the teachers have assured me that you have been taught properly. Now I want to hear. Prahlad, tell me, what is the best thing you have learned in school? And Prahlad says, the best thing I learned is not in school. The best thing I learned from my guru, Narada Muni. And he taught me the processes of bhakti, the process of devotional service. He says, there's nine. You're doing the first one right now, hearing. You're hearing the science of God. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Submissive oral reception to the message of Godhead. And he says, there's chanting and remembering and praying and serving and ultimately surrendering. And Prahlad said, this is the topmost education. Hiranyakashipu is furious because this bhakti is offered to God, to Vishnu, his enemy, who he wants to kill. So he throws Prahlad off his lap. You are my enemy because you are speaking on behalf of Vishnu, who I hate. I hate Vishnu. And you're speaking favorably about my enemy. You're my enemy. So he orders his people, take this boy, kill him. So they take him, and they try to poke him with lances and spears. But no matter what happens, it doesn't touch his body. Then they put him in a pit of snakes. The snakes don't bite him. Then they put him in a big pot of boiling oil. Nothing happens. They put him under the feet of an elephant. The elephant takes his trunk, puts Prahlad on the elephant's head. They threw him off a cliff, and the picture is there. Krishna is catching Prahlad. And then, not only that, Hiranyakashipu ordered his wife, give me that food. They put poison in his food. And Prahlad took the food, offered it to Vishnu, and ate prasad. He didn't die. So Hiranyakashipu can't understand what is, no matter what he's done, he can't kill his son. So after some time, oh, here was the big thing. When Prahlad was in the school, during the lunch hour, the teachers would go to have their lunch. So Prahlad was with all the other class friends. And he would say, come, come, friends, come. I'm going to tell you something. And the young boys, they're all his age, innocent. So they say, yes, Prahlad, what? Prahlad says, I'm going to now instruct you something very nice. It's called Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, what is that? So Prahlad starts to explain about Krishna consciousness. And the young boys, they like what Prahlad is saying because they have not been spoiled yet. And so Prahlad gets them really interested, and then they start having kirtan. They're chanting. And the boys just, we like this. This is great. Then the teachers walk in. What is this nonsense? Stop this. So the teachers report back to Hiranyakashipu. Your son is preaching. We must do something about this. Hiranyakashipu says, I am personally going to kill my enemy's son. Prahlad, where do you get your powers from? How can you defy me? I am Hiranyakashipu, king of the universe, and you're so bodacious that you can defy me? Where do you get your powers from? The young boy says, my father, the source of my strength is the same source as your strength. Vishnu, God. Vishnu, Prahlad, there is no God. I am God. Hiranyakashipu, you should worship me because I am the supreme person in this universe. Prahlad very boldly says, no, you're not God. You're not. God is Vishnu, Krishna, and he is everywhere. You're not God. And Hiranyakashipu is getting more and more angry. And he hears this from his son. God is everywhere. Oh, Prahlad, you're just a fight. What is this nonsense? God is everywhere. Okay, Prahlad, if your God is everywhere, is he in this pillar? And Prahlad says, of course, he's everywhere. And the Lord, like you mentioned, had to keep the words of Prahlad true. So Hiranyakashipu drew his sword and he said, all right, Prahlad, watch me now as I kill your God. So with his sword in his fist, he struck the pillar. But then when he struck the pillar, this tremendous sound, so deafening. No one had ever heard such a deafening sound. It was the roar of Lord Nrisimha Bhagavan Ki. And when the Lord appeared from the pillar burst, and the Lord was very angry. He was half man, half lion. And he had huge fingernails. And he was roaring. Hiranyakashipu now thinks, I will fight Lord Nrisimha. He didn't understand who this creature was. He didn't understand, but so Hiranyakashipu could fly in the air and he could go here. He had mystic powers. That was one of the things he got from Lord Brahma. He had all the eight mystic powers. So Hiranyakashipu would go here and there, but Lord Nrisimha would catch him. And it's described, when a snake captures a mouse, it doesn't eat the mouse right away. It swallows, lets it go. Swallows, lets it go. Swallows, eats. But he plays with the mouse for some time. That's what the snake does. So Lord Nrisimha was doing the same thing with Hiranyakashipu because he had to wait for the proper time. Because remember, Hiranyakashipu had all these benedictions. So Nrisimhadev had to kill Hiranyakashipu and keep all the benedictions intact. So Nrisimhadev was waiting for dusk. And so playing with Hiranyakashipu, finally he grabbed him and put him on his lap. Dusk time. And he did it in the foyer, the doorway, neither in nor out. On his lap, not land, sky, or water, the Lord's lap is transcendental. And no weapon, what did he use? Nails. His nails, says that Nisringadev's nails were harder than thunderbolts. And Lord Nisringa killed Hiranyakashipu, gouging out his intestines, and took the intestines and garlanded himself. Then Hiranyakashipu went and plucked out, Lord Nisringa plucked out Hiranyakashipu's heart from his body and threw it on the ground. That heart was so nasty, evil. So he threw him off his lap. And he's still roaring. He's not satisfied. And by this time, Hiranyakashipu's soldiers all came. And Lord Nisringa assumed a huge, gigantic form. And just with the ends of his nails, he zapped all the soldiers of Hiranyakashipu. Just by the ends of his nails. This would be a great movie, huh? Should be 3D. 3D. The guy who does Avatar should do this movie. Give me a call. I'll give you directions how to do this movie. I forget the guy's name. He's a vegan, by the way. The guy who did that Avatar movie, he's a vegan. So we got a chance. We got to bring him here to Govinda's. Wine him and dine him. And you preach to him. So all the soldiers have been killed. But Lord Nisringa is still roaring. He's sitting on the throne. So by this time, all the demigods have arrived. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. All the demigods have come. But the Lord is still roaring. And Lord Brahma's nervous. They got to do something. They got to calm the Lord down. So Lord Brahma says to his wife, Lord Nisringa's wife is Lakshmi Devi. And he says, go do something. Calm your husband down. She says, I have never seen him so angry. So ladies, if your husband is angry, leave him alone. So Lord Brahma sees Prahlad. Oh, and Prahlad has a garland. So Lord Brahma pushes Prahlad. Go ahead. Calm the Lord down. So the little boy puts the garland on Nisringa and he bows down completely on the floor. And when Lord Nisringa sees Prahlad, he stops his roaring. Now he's Shanta Nisringa. Previously he was Ugra, fierce, angry Nisringa. But when Prahlad comes, now he's, all you Indian people know, Shanti, 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 right? Come on, let's all say it. Shanti, 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 calm, peaceful. He's not roaring. And the Lord puts his hand on Prahlad's head, and the boy stands up and offers beautiful prayers to the Lord. 44 beautiful prayers, one after another, a stream of beautiful prayers offered by Prahlad. And our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, was very fond of those prayers to Lord Nisringa, because each one has such deep concepts of transcendental knowledge. If you study those 44 verses, you will become so enlightened with deeper aspects of transcendental knowledge. So after Prahlad offers his prayers, the Lord says, my boy Prahlad, because you believed in me, because you are my devotee, you suffered so much. Now I want you to take a benediction. And Prahlad says, "My lord, why are you tempting me with a benediction? You are my master. I am your servant. That's our eternal relationship. There's no need for anything else. I'm not a merchant doing business with you like we see some people. That's how they treat God." Okay, I used to do that when, before coming to Krishna consciousness, I used to make deals with God. "Okay, God, if you let me hit a home run, I'll do this, this, this." It worked. It worked. I used to make so many deals with God. So that's prevalent. So Prahlad says, no, I'm not a merchant. I don't worship you in some business relationship. I worship you because you're naturally my master and I am naturally your servant. That's it. But Lord Nisringa said, "No, I insist. You must take a benediction." So Prahlad, now this response from Prahlad is very instructive to all of us. So what did Prahlad say? "Okay, if I must take a benediction, my Lord, then I pray that in my heart there are no more material desires." This is perfect prayer. Desires there must be because we're alive. Soul has to have desires. There's no question of there not being desire. But the problem is we desire the wrong thing, material things, instead of desiring to love and serve God. Just like I was taught in Our Lady of Loreto Catholic School that Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" "To love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind." That is pure religion. Pure religion. Love God with everything. So Prahlad is just like that. "I don't want any material desires. I simply want to serve you and worship you. That's all I want. I don't want anything." And Prahlad said, "If I must take a benediction, then I want you to excuse my father and don't send him to hell." Oh, can you get that? That's amazing. His father tortured him in so many ways, but he has no vengeance. He wants his father to be delivered. So Lord Nisringa said, "Prahlad, because you are a pure devotee of mine, not just your father, 21 generations back and forward are all delivered only because of one pure devotee. So if you really want to do something for your family, become like Prahlad. Become a pure devotee. And becoming a pure devotee, simple, easy. Just like Prahlad, what did he tell his students? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, come on. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Simply you chant this Maha Mantra, little by little by little, you become pure devotee. This is Prabhupada's message to the whole world. Doesn't matter Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Jew, atheist, agnostic. We don't care. Chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and see how your dormant love of God develops. Let me tell you something. If it can work for me, it can definitely work for you. If you had seen me, let's see, how old am I? 66. So 50 years ago, if you had seen me and what I look like now, you would go, "No way. No way, Jose." But the thing is, this process actually works. Trust me, if this process didn't work, I wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks. I'm that kind of guy. I want to see something. I don't want pie in the sky. Do this, do this, do this, and then when you die, you get your reward. No post-dated check. I want to see something now. And I did. I saw, first of all, what was the first thing I saw? How great the food is. And I don't know if you know, but here you've got the best restaurant in the whole world, right here. You're not going to be able to beat this one. So, this process, we got the best food, we got the easiest process, we got the nicest people, loving, friendly. Because like Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Don't we love each other?
Sure do.
Yeah, we love each other. So, the last thing, before our Lord Nisringa left, he told Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma, don't do these kinds of benedictions in the future. You know, you simply indulge the demons. And so, at that time, Lord Brahma installed Prahlad as the king of the dynasty. And Lord Nisringa also promised that since he had killed Prahlad's father, never again in this dynasty would the Lord kill anyone. And the Lord kept that promise. He didn't kill Prahlad's grandson, Bali, although he cheated him and took away the three worlds. But he didn't kill him. And later on, Bali Maharaj's grandson, Banasura, when he was fighting Krishna himself, Banasura had 1,000 arms, and Lord Shiva couldn't, because he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva couldn't save him. And Lord Krishna decided, I can't kill Banasura, but he's kind of puffed up. So he's decided to give, not a haircut, an arm cut. He lopped off 996 of his arms and left him with 4. He said, I can't kill you, but you're a little puffed up, so I'm going to take away 996. You still got 4. Nisringa Bhagavan ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So now we do Abhishek. Everybody should do Abhishek of Lord Nisringa and get blessings from the Lord. And then the hard part, prasadam.